In the spirit of reconciliation, we acknowledge the traditional custodians of country throughout Australia and their connections to land, sea and community.
We pay our respect to their elders past and present and extend that respect to all Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander peoples today.
Can I sit with you?
Yes, you can sit with me.
And we want you to sit with us.
It's Dom.
And Ella.
You may know us from finding love on reality TV, and by that we mean with each other.
Two best friends figuring out life.
Chatting all things reality TV, because, I mean, how could we not?
And all things in between. Sex, relationships, dating, and navigating being a female in the world.
Unfiltered and fabulous advice from your two besties.
Why would a dog be happy if it had two dicks?
What, were you worried I was going to do a Mitchell 2.0?
Final vows, final vows. We've reached final vows, final vows. Do you guys like my rap? I've just made it up for you.
All right.
Yeah, Ella's loving my final vows rap. Final vows, what a load of shit.
What a load of shit. Oh. Just knocked myself out with the fucking mic.
We've got some letters on some cue cards. We got to read them out and act like we like each other.
And we got a whole lot of fake shit.
Fake shit. Wow, guys.
Okay, wow.
We've reached final vows and...
That's how we feel about it. Cooked the books.
Cooked the books.
We've cooked the books. They've cooked the books. It is officially cooking the final vows books.
Yeah, we've thrown the books out. We've cooked them.
I've had three coffees today. Hello.
Do you know I still got my cue cards? I've still got my final vows cue cards.
I've got my final vows in my email. Not the cards. Are you kidding me?
I've still got my... Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, I'm not that sentimental.
You still got the mems.
I've got the mems. Like, Mum's kept my wedding ring from Maths and she kept the dress. She kept everything. And I was like, Mum, we just don't need these things anymore. But
do you want to donate your wedding... Do you want to donate our wedding rings together? And like...
Where do we donate?
Like auction them off for a charity?
Oh, yeah. We could... Yeah. The ring I would be okay with auctioning off, but not the dress because I feel like that's a bit weird.
Do you want to auction the ring?
Yeah. Okay, let's auction the rings.
Fuck it.
Yeah.
Why not?
It's cursed. I hope no one actually wears it, you know.
I mean, they're diamonds and it's gold, so they're worth something.
Mm. True. Okay.
All right,
we can
guys.
But anyway.
We're
final vows. We're at, I mean, the last 2 weeks, so we've only got 1 week left. Two episodes left.
Two episodes of Maths 2024 left.
Wow.
Which is kind of crazy because it's been a journey. We've gone on a journey. Like, do you remember Collins?
Yeah.
Like, that's the journey we've been on, babe. Do you remember
Collins
Ben's song?
And Natalie and Ben... And even Lucinda and Timothy, like, they've been gone for a few weeks too now. So I mean, we saw the trailer. I saw today when we saw that ad for the reunion dinner party, that was the first ad I've seen. So I didn't know how hectic it was actually going to be, but there is some drama.
Look, I love a reunion and especially when a reunion is this juicy because some shit has gone down this year. But before we get there, we've got final vows. And I mean, I actually really enjoy final vows. I enjoy the final vows when there is some bitchiness involved, which we definitely had this year.
Oh, man.
Should we start with the love first?
Yeah, let's start with the love.
Do you want to start with Jaden Ridge?
Jaden Ridge. First of all, I was thinking how windy it was.
Oh, my God. I could not stop thinking that either. I was like, thank God she had her hair up in a ponytail.
How annoying. I would have been... like furious. There's nothing more than I hate the wind blowing and you've got lip gloss on your lips.
Oh, mate.
Like how...
And you're pissed off. Your hair's whipping your face and you're like, oh, go away, you know?
But no, we got... I mean, obviously we knew going into their final vows what their decisions were going to be. You know, he has just really reassured her in all the right ways. Like leading up to this moment, he's really said like, I'm going to be that man. I'm going to come to the Gold Coast. I'm looking at jobs already. Like, what more can you want, really?
If he wanted to, he would.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's literally that saying. And we saw them watch their wedding, you know, and then we saw them catch up with their friends.
Yeah.
Jade's mum talking to her once again. And
like everything she was saying was just being, she was being so realistic. Like
she was. She was like, you know, Jade, this is real life now. It's not just,
you're not just in
the experiment.
Yeah,
you're in a fairyland.
You are. You're in a fairyland and then you go home and it's like, okay, this is a big thing you're asking this guy to do. It's to pack his life up and move to a different state, take on a daughter, like a child. And get a new career or job here. Like, it's a lot to ask. So the mum was being super realistic about everything. And I think it kind of made Jade realise, yeah, okay, this is not just maths anymore. Yeah. Like, this is real.
It was really beautiful to watch their final vows. You know, Ridge did get very emotional.
Yeah.
And Jade, you know, said that he means a lot more to her than what she expected that he would.
Yeah.
And I think that's pretty big. Like, I don't think either of them went into this thinking that they'd actually meet someone that they liked.
No.
Which is really surprising, and it's nice to see.
Yeah.
I think
that it's very unlikely that you're actually going to like your person. I mean, I felt the same way too. I didn't expect to get to like Mitch so much. Like, you would, because the percentage is like 0.01%.
Yeah, that like of actually, like a success rate. I know. The success rates aren't that great.
It's very low. But yeah, Jade and Ridge, I mean, cute, happy days. We'll be getting them on the podcast hopefully very soon. So stay tuned for that. Pretty sure he has moved to the Gold Coast.
Yes, I think he's moved to the Gold Coast. They've started their life together. Which is so fucking cute.
It is really cute.
You know, they had to end their final vows, though, with one of Ridge's sayings, feeling as good as a dog with two dicks.
I was like, what?
Like,
even Guy was like, Guy repeated what Ridge had said, because I didn't really like Jerry what he just said. And I didn't actually quite understand it.
Why would a dog be happy if it had two dicks? Does it mean that you can fuck twice at the same, like it can fuck
two things at once,
so it's double the pleasure? I don't know. And look, like, we're obviously thinking too much into this,
yeah,
obviously.
I just didn't understand the saying, though, and I feel like a lot of people, I don't know, if you guys are listening and there's more to it, like obviously let us know and comment let us know on Instagram or on the Facebook group.
Shoot us a DM.
Or DM, yeah, like us, because we don't know what the fuck that meant.
Like.
Very weird.
Wow. Mm. But anyway, we knew. Ridge, you know, he's got to get in the D's, or he's got to get something in there with the D, okay? And he got it in. So there you go, Ridge, you had
it. And I can kind of relate to these two as well. It's actually really interesting. Guy picked up this as well because, excuse me.
Ella just burped into the mic.
Excuse me. We could relate a lot to this situation because when Guy and I first were hanging out like 4 years ago in that period of time, he was too much of a clown. Like, that's a personality trait, right? Yeah. They're a joker. They've got the joker
cards. He definitely has that. Like, he's like takes the piss and like jokes with you.
But it was like tenfold more back then when he was younger. And I used to say to him, like, can you ever be serious? Do you even know how to be serious? So I could understand a lot when Jade was like rolling her eyes at the comments. Yeah. Yeah, even Guy picked it up. He's like, oh, this is exactly how you felt about me. And I'm like, yeah, still sometimes I do, mate. You got to be a bit more serious sometimes. But they've just got this, like, clown joker card. That's what I call it. It's like
they're on the same page, I feel. You know what I mean?
I have high hopes for them because Ridge will grow up. He will see that he can still be funny, but just not all the time.
Yeah, and he can do it in a respectful way.
Yeah.
You know?
Guy is very much like Ridge. It's quite funny. He does make me laugh a lot. But anyway, moving on.
Moving on to the next love. Let's get Eden and Jaden out of the ballpark. Okay, let's shoot them out there.
Yeah, let's get them out there.
Hectic.
Beautiful scene.
Beautiful
scene. It looked like they were in a horse.
Like, oh my God, a stunning angel.
Stunning. It looked like they were in like a horse stable.
Yeah, it looked like a stable. It looked like Warwick Farm stables, to be honest. Yeah. I wonder if it was there.
It was a really nice like layout, really nice setup. You know, they had just checked it. Oh, so you check out a Sky Suites and then you're like, see, babe, see you. And usually it would be like at least 4 to 5 days.
Yeah.
Wow. But I don't think it was that long for some of the couples. I think it was like maybe 24 to 48 hours.
Wow.
Because I went home.
Yeah.
I went back to Melbourne.
Yeah. I remember. You went back home.
With my parents.
Yep. I went back to the farm.
And I was telling my parents friends. I was maybe moving to the Gold Coast and they were like,
They just laughed and go,
they're like, wow, Ella, you're ridiculous. Yeah. So that was interesting. And then I remember I burnt my shoulder.
Oh, my God, with the hair straightener, the tong.
I burnt my shoulder and it was the shoulder that was out at final vows.
How did they hide that?
They didn't. No, it was out. It was like raw.
You should have just done what Kath and Kim did, you know, with the fake tan. Just flip the dress. Do the
Oh, true. I think I tried to do that.
But maybe because the zipper.
No, I don't even know. But I think I feel like I tried to flip it. But yes, Jaden and Eden, I mean, it was obvious they didn't have a lot of time or something in between because they kissed on the lips hello. Like, I feel like I might have been told to say hello in not that kind of way. Because I think we're meant to go into final vows, like keeping the audience
ambiguous,
a bit
like,
unsure. Ooh. Yeah. Like same you, with Tori and Jack, they kiss on the lips hello, but I think you're not really meant to do that because then it gives away your decision.
Yeah.
It's like, why would you kiss them on the lips if you're going to say fucking see you later?
I think I just hugged Jack. I don't think we kissed.
Yeah, Mitch and I just hugged. Time. But I feel like I was prompted to do that.
Yeah.
Like, don't. Yeah, anyway.
Jaden and Eden. Jaden said that he can see himself spending the rest of their lives together.
I really.
Did you believe the words coming out of his mouth? I didn't personally.
I'm really struggling to be kind. I have obviously a very strong opinion about this guy and, you know, I've been speaking to Eden a fair bit. There's a lot going on and, you know, we're not here to break the news or anything.
Yeah,
you
know? We'll talk further about this when the show finishes.
Yeah.
I think we've said it from get-go. We're not here to, like, do spoilers, to say shit that we know. But when the show is finished airing, then we will be talking about this as if, you know, fucking all bets are off, we can chat about it.
But he goes, you got the lottery husband. Let's just
okay,
take
fucking,
a fucking
tickets on yourself.
Like, okay, mate. Then he says, you look beautiful or you look great. And she goes, you do too, babe. He goes, I know.
Yep. I didn't notice that. Oh, yep. Tickets on himself.
Mm-hmm. And then he's like, you know, there's nothing I wouldn't do to spend the rest of my life with her. I'm in love with Eden. But then did we not just see on the weekend that he had his hand on Lauren's titty? Did we not just see that maybe after this Nova event, you know, he wants to spend the rest of his life with this beautiful woman, Eden, but he's got his shirt off like an 18-year-old kid in a nightclub in Sydney?
I've got so much to say about this scene that it's actually ridiculous.
Like, I'm hurting for you, Eden. We know you're listening and after Dom and I saw all this shit come out on the weekend or whenever it was, it's just like
I had a very small slither of respect for Lauren and then I lost it because regardless of how Eden and Jaden are now after the experiment, whatever they're at in their lives, I just don't think, well and truly knowing that there is a paparazzi guy there with you taking photos, there's people in the club that are going to be recording you.
Oh, yeah.
These videos are getting out. And then to act like that, I don't care how much alcohol you've had. I don't care how many illegal substances you've put up your nose. You don't do that shit.
You just don't.
And, you know, I'm sick of seeing this shit and everyone, you know, them saying, oh, they're such girls. Like, they've got each other's back. Like, Lauren and Sarah, they've got each other's backs.
They just don't.
They've got each other's backs. They're girls. Well, do you know what girls don't do?
Girls don't do that.
Girls don't put all their hands on another woman's mans, even if they're not together.
They're not
together. Give a fuck I don't know what's happening. You don't do that.
You just don't. Nah, man. You don't.
Don't act all cozy when
it's
you
just
know.
Mean.
But you know there's a paparazzi there, you dumb shit.
But it's also just like mean. Like, you know that this information is going to get back to Eden. Like,
and they just don't give a fuck. And I tell you what is the worst bit is that they did it and they didn't give a fuck anyway because they knew that Eden was going to see it. And that to me is zero respect. Zero respect for both of those women that were there.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. And I'm not, you know, we'll probably cop heat being like, oh my God, how do you talk about, you know, you know, that's rude to say about other women. And it's like, well, no, they've behaved badly.
Yeah.
And I'm able to give my opinion on that.
Yeah.
I don't think that is how women, particularly coming off the experiment, should be acting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree.
It's not the way. And if you want to be taken Yeah. If you want to be taken seriously that you were there to find love, if you want to be taken seriously that you are a respectful, you know, mature woman, don't go around acting like that.
Yeah.
Because the paparazzi photos don't look good.
They don't look too good. Well, there's videos too.
There's videos, there's photos.
There's just so much, you know, we don't really know. We won't know until somebody shares information, you know, if there's more to the night. We don't know.
Well, we don't know what happened behind closed doors and what wasn't on the camera. No. But I tell you what happened at the final vows. When Jaden pulls out a tennis bracelet and gives it to Eden, I go, bitch, if things go south, you better keep that bracelet, Eden. Yeah. You better keep that.
Mm-hmm.
Don't give that tennis bracelet back.
And he's the one who said his concerns. Well, Jaden, there was one thing you were right about is your concerns that you had about yourself. He said he was concerned he can't uphold her expectations and her needs. Well, it seems to look like that, doesn't it? Yeah. Because I would expect,
if you can't,
even if you're an ex, respectfully, you don't put your hand on one of the girls who you weren't really that close with as well. Not from what we saw, they weren't really that close. It's just sort of like common sense, to be honest.
You don't let another woman put her hands on you like you're a male stripper.
And he was literally he looked like a male stripper that night. Like he had no shirt on.
Yeah, it's like, were they paying you in shots? Were they paying you in, I don't know.
But like who gets their shirts off these days in clubs? Unless you're 18. Fuck. Having jelly shots at schoolies. That's about it.
That's the vibe it was giving me. It was giving me like,
like that. Woohoo! Like schoolies. But we're just not there.
Dude, I just like...
There was one more thing.
Oh, get it, girl.
The last comment that Jaden made, which it makes
can't
me...
can't even get it out. What was it?
He goes, when they're like doing that little interview, at the end...
The boxy.
He was like, oh, you know, were you really worried that I was... Oh, no, she was like, oh, like, did you really not know what I was going to say? And he's like, oh, no, I didn't. And she's like, really? Okay, Jaden, like, bullshit. Oh, and then he goes...
What, were you worried I was going to do a Mitchell 2.0?
Oh, when I heard that, I literally messaged Ella straight away. I was like, bitch, wait till you see this.
And then he said it again. He said it again in the Voxy.
Is he there for clout? Like, he's like, literally worn all of Mitch's clothes.
All of Mitch's clothes.
He's continued to talk about Mitch and said he isn't Mitch. Well, guess what, brother? I'll tell you that right now.
He's not Wigan, bruv.
Mate, they're both Wigan. I'm telling you now. They're both Wigan.
Oh, like, man, it's just, it really, it's like.
It's wild.
Yeah, it is. It's a very weird, like, very odd energy circulating the Enords or Anords. I don't know how to say their surnames. Enids? How do you say that? Anords? I don't fucking know. I never knew.
I don't know how to say it either, to be honest.
Enid? Anord? It's like
Enids.
I don't know. But there's a very odd energy that's, I feel, circulates with these two brothers. And just brother,
Brother,
That's the energy you're getting. Brother, it's like.
I know. It's a bit, But we are feeling for Eden after everything that's happened at that Nova event. And
wild shit went down there. But let's get to another couple that also sends us wild, Tim and Sarah.
Oh, I really don't have much notes.
That's actually our brother moment.
I got 2 dot points. I got 2 dot points, which really isn't a lot.
I found that there was a lot of buts in Tim's final vows. You know, he said that he struggled to be all the things that she needed him to be. He was walking on eggshells, that she was very reactive. All of these things are quite true from what
facts,
we've seen, you know, then he said things like felt stupid for being part of this relationship, the whole texting thing. He questioned his manhood. There were so many buts. That's what I've put in my notes. You know what I mean?
For a second there, I actually thought he was going to potentially not go through with it.
Well, a lot of that makes sense, though, from what we're seeing that's coming up in the next dinner party at the reunion.
Yeah.
So just remember that, guys. Put that little in the back of your mind.
He's a bit uncertain.
Yeah, there's a bit of uncertainty there, and I don't blame him. Yeah. I mean,
he was feeling
a bit... A lot of shit's gone down.
Yeah. No, and, yeah, he was feeling a little bit, like, torn between can I really trust this girl, like, moving forward, or should I just pull the pin now? And I feel like that's what you see at Final Vows with his, what he says. It's very much like, all this stuff has happened, but I'm willing to, but all this stuff has happened, but, like, and then
yeah.
that's what we see at the dinner party sort of, I guess, unravels next week. Is that, yeah.
It's kind of wild. And look, you know, they walk off into the sunset. Apparently they're together. So that's all I've got to say about
that.
Yeah,
there's not much to say with them.
All right. Wild. Is that news to you guys? No, it's not. Because you know, you've known for like the past at least 4 or 5 weeks that
exactly.
we've just literally been rat shit off them.
Yeah, very off Sarah from a very long time ago. All right. The other
couple. Like, are we even allowed to say that?
She was just a bit of a mean girl. And then I just got a bit off her. You know?
I mean, I think we're allowed to watch shows and not bond with certain people or not, like, gravitate to certain people, right?
Well,
and
yeah.
I think we're allowed to say that.
Well, people didn't like us. People are commenting right now about me because obviously Mitch has been on the show and it's bringing up old things and people true. Are talking about me and they don't like me.
Yeah.
So, you know, hats off to them. I'm happy and in love and that's
hats
all I
off,
care
you
about.
Can put some fucking coins in there and give me your money, bitch. That's what I say when I say hats off. Fucking. Let's get to Lauren and Jono because
Wowie.
Wow. That was a frosty motherfucking reception, was it not?
Yep. So going into this, Jono, I think, had just had enough. Jono was fucking done, man. He checked out ages ago. He was over it. He was over Lauren. He just wanted to get out of there. And that's what we saw the last scene of him. He was like, get me the fuck out of here. And like seeing Jono say the F word just feels so unnatural.
Because he's usually just like not
very monotone.
Yeah.
So whenever he said the F word, I was like, whoa, this guy must be like really, really done. But I noticed that she did have a dress on that you wore for one of the maths debrief.
Yeah, I know.
Hers like sat like very, like she must have like really solid tape on it.
Yeah, I think it's an awkward dress. Your titties will pop out.
Yeah, it
you know
is
what
an
mean?
Awkward dress.
But looked great. She looked great. Yeah. Her titties were out, and we love that.
How funny that he said, "I'm dressing for a funeral today."
Oh, that was weird. Like, I put that in my notes too.
Yeah, he really came back. He came back a different person, I feel, like for Final Vows and what we're about to see at reunion. I feel like he is himself and that for the past 2 months or however long it's been, we've just seen a very reserved passing time Jono. Like obviously clear as day, they never really liked each other. Yes, whatever, they had sex, but they were just getting it done.
Yeah, because that's the thing, guys. Like, being in the experiment, you can get by with just being mates.
Yeah.
If that's the kind of thing that you want to do in the experiment. Mm. If you want to just go in there and just get through and just be fuck buddies and just be mates and get along, you can do that.
Yeah.
Okay? Mm. It's not that hard. If both of you are on the same page in that, then yeah. But at the end of the day, if you're going into the experiment to not make it work, what the fuck? I wouldn't waste 3 months of my life in there.
No way.
To not try and make a relationship work. I'm telling you right now, I would not put myself through that shit.
No. And look, I'm going to be completely honest here. I feel like Jono actually isn't lying. Everything that he was saying, I felt like I was agreeing. I believe that Lauren did make him look worse than what it actually was. She was really exaggerating everything, the texts and everything. Because,
the text messages.
Yeah. I think that she was really exaggerating.
Well, she's come out and said now at this Nova dinner that they had that the text messages weren't actually like flirty or anything. They were just platonic, okay? Whether that be getting to know you questions.
Mm.
But she's come out and actually said that.
Oh.
Which is really interesting because I feel like in the show we're seeing a lot of
she's making out
making
the text
it
messages.
Out like it, they were like sending each other fucking dick pics or something.
Yeah.
I don't know. Like that's what it felt like. Clearly, yes, it's a violation of their relationship or whatever they had. But at the end of the day, I don't understand why she's that sad. When I mean, it was obvious to me that they weren't really in a relationship.
And I'm sorry, but on the first night or like the second night after they got married, she was like, "You're too nice," like. She's always thought that about him.
Yeah, she's and always gone in with that
she's
attitude.
Always she's always just gone in with, like, give me more, do more, be like this and be that. Anyway, I felt like what Jono was saying, I was agreeing with. I did feel Jono was probably more one of the genuine ones. Like when I look at the cast overall, he's pretty random.
He is pretty random in that scope of people. Yeah. He is a bit random, and I think he just said it how it is and he didn't give a fuck if he trampled over anyone. To be honest with you, I think that's what at the end of the day it was.
Like I think that he was actually on the show for the right reasons. He was just one of those people who got casted and actually got on and was a pretty normal dude, to be honest.
And didn't know what he was getting himself into.
And like Lauren was, you know, a lot more bigger than him with personality and they just got it done, and then he met Ellie, and you know, I think by the end of it he was just like, I've had enough, I'm fed up, I'm done, she did this and that, fuck that, I'm out of here. I feel like he was actually more genuine
at the end of the day, you know, like it's kind of wild.
Yeah.
But when you see it as like this spectacle of final vows and they're there and all of that, it's very dramatic.
Yeah.
And then they're walking away from each other and he's taking his jacket off and he's like, oh, thank God, out of hell or whatever the fuck comment
he said. Yeah, something like that.
It was wild.
I think he said like, get me the fuck out of here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sure. Like, I mean, yeah, Jesus, you know.
But I mean, God, like, we've obviously seen next week reunion, and guys, buckle up.
Guys, buckle the fuck up right Holy now. Like, put your seatbelts on now, like a week out.
Like, get a vodka martini.
Dude.
Next to you, because
it's going to be brilliante viewing.
It's actually it's going to be very good episode.
Like, for everyone last year's reunion dinner, I didn't even watch because I was in the jungle.
What was it?
I never even watched it.
I don't even think I did.
Don't know, babes.
Wait, who was even? I don't even remember last year's people.
Exactly.
How bad is that?
But this year,
yeah,
strap the fuck
great
in.
Great TV. But real drama.
Real drama. Real, like, engaging.
Reactions.
Yeah, man. Fully, like, unexpected reactions to amazing, brilliant viewing.
Yeah.
Now, our final couple, God. Tori and Jack. Now, I feel like this is the final vows that everyone in Australia is actually talking about right now because the episode aired on fucking April Fool's Day and it literally felt as though we were being fooled.
I did not even realise that. I didn't, Jerry.
But it's like, what? Like, that was what I felt.
Well, I felt like his vows didn't get proofread.
They didn't make sense.
They didn't make sense.
Let's
there was no flow.
Start, though, with what Jack was saying to his mate, you know, when he went back to the Gold Coast, he was saying, you know, Tori's quite infatuated with me. I've broken her hard, stern exterior.
Yeah.
She's never felt this vulnerable.
And if I fuck this up, she'll never be open to love again.
Yeah, like all of this stuff.
And then he's like, whoa, the pressure.
You know what I mean? So, and he was also saying that Tori's expectations of him make him nervous.
Mm.
And I feel like that's the first time that he's ever actually opened up and said, that he does have some fear of expectation there. And it's like, oh, we want to see more of that because it makes more sense.
And also, can we just acknowledge this was another client?
I don't know why they keep doing it. I don't know why they keep doing it.
Like, why glitch in the system? Why don't they just say his friend?
Yeah, like his client could be his mate.
They
like
keep
he could
saying Jack's client.
I know. I feel like it's a piss take.
Every person that Jack has had on the show are clients. So I don't know.
Remind us.
Friends.
We need to ask about that.
Yeah, we'll have to ask him when we have him on the podcast.
Definitely need to ask about that. But Tori's mum loved him at the wedding.
Yeah.
When she has a catch up with her mum, she says that she really misses Jack. And she feels that he's her equal in a person, which is nice. Like, I mean, look, at the end of the day, if someone is happy and has found love, I'm happy. Okay. Yeah. I'm not living in the relationship. Mm. So that's not my life. And I'm not, but obviously viewing it as an outsider is quite jarring.
Yeah.
Okay? You know, Tori says that she feels really secure with him.
Mm.
She's invested in this relationship now, you know, and she just wants to know how he feels.
But also she does say that she's like, well, they don't care if we're happy for us or not.
Yeah.
But that's not the case. They care. The reason why they're all so invested in your relationship is because they do care about you being happy and they don't think that Jack is genuine. So they do actually care about her.
But then Tori is saying they don't see the Jack that she sees behind closed doors. She just sees the – I think he has a really big ego, and I think he – and we've said this numerous times on the podcast. I do think that Jack puts up this exterior and tries to be this macho man in front of the group to try and make himself – appear bigger. And I feel as though, and I'm just playing devil's advocate, I feel as though this is why Tori constantly says, like, you guys don't see that side of Jack that I see.
Yeah.
You know, all of this kind of stuff. So I don't know. It's like.
It's very, I felt very weird watching their final vows, and I didn't feel like, I mean, none of us really saw what we thought we were going to see.
It was very weird. Like, Tori's vows to him, you know, she said, I've found my equal, my soulmate. I'm falling in love with you.
Yeah.
And she wholeheartedly believed that, you know, that is him.
Yeah.
And then he just said beautiful and well done to her as a reply. But it's, and I don't know if that's nerve. Do you think it's nerve?
Look, I'm going to – this is – like, I wrote this in my notes, and I think it's – and I've said this before. Like, I kept getting glimpses of, like – genuine moments between the two.
Me too. This is what I'm like now. Now that I've got this fucking big picture of them, I'm like, I'm seeing shit. I still think he's a douche. Don't get me wrong. Do not get me wrong, guys. But like, I can understand.
But they
why.
Didn't kiss or anything.
No, like, it was weird. It was
it was pretty weird. And like how he says, "Yeah, we're not in love. How can I ask you for you to commit a move?" But then next minute he's like, but I could see us falling in love and I can't wait. So I don't know, like, and then as well how Tori was saying, you know, like, yeah, well, I'll come here like every weekend. And he was like, every weekend's like a lot.
Yeah.
Okay. It's not a lot. If you're dating someone new, you usually would see them once a week.
Exactly. And she was right when she said she doesn't live in fucking, you know, in Spain. I don't live, like, she doesn't live halfway around the world. It's literally a 2-hour flight away.
Yeah.
And you make the effort. If he wants to, he would, or whatever the fucking statement is.
Yeah.
But the one thing that I feel like he was just playing her the whole time, or he was just like teasing. It was a real big tease. Mm. And then, you know, one of the producers asked, you know, what did you think about that? And she said, it was brutally honest. And my note was, I don't think they were brutally honest. I think they were just brutal.
Yeah, like he said.
I really do believe that.
He said a lot of negatives, and Tori did make a comment as well saying, I'm just going to remember the positive things he said and just keep that and like just go with that, because he did say a lot of negative things.
Yeah.
And it was really like, why are you with me? Because I'm a fucking this.
Yeah, I just, it left me with so many questions, and I still have all those questions. So when we get them on the podcast, guys, we just have so many questions. And I know a lot of people were a bit on the fence with getting Jack on the podcast, like saying that we were giving him a platform. And I just, I really am trying to understand people's idea with that.
Yeah.
Like I don't understand.
Well, it's like when we got Harrison on, we're not giving these, whatever you would want to call them, I don't even know, like, I don't know. We're not giving, it's more like we just want to know. We want to ask them.
We want to ask the real fucking tough questions and not back down and be little bitches and not say, oh, you were a douchebag in real life. No. When we come face to face with these people, we don't back down and
hello,
be like, oh my God.
Harrison was fucking crying on the podcast, and I was like, bro, I don't feel like you're actually crying right now. He's like, oh, do you know how insulting that is? I'm like, no, you're not even crying. Yeah. It's a crocodile tears, mate.
So like, we don't back down, and that's the reason why, you know, guys. It's not
just
to give someone that some people think is a dickhead a platform. Yeah. Like, sorry, but he's also just been on Married at First Sight for 3 months. So,
and we've got questions, and we can get them answered.
Exactly.
So,
and we're going to.
I mean, surely you guys all have questions as well. And we're going to ask him your questions too. So.
Oh, mate, we're going to do a huge honesty box, but the honesty box from you guys. And we cannot wait, which will be coming in the next few weeks. Make sure you follow us on all of our socials at Sit With Us The Pod, on Instagram, on Facebook. Make sure you give us a follow, guys, because the next few weeks are going to be massive.
Wow.
We've got the end of maths coming up. Then we have the explosive interviews that we're going to have with the participants, which is very, very exciting. So strap yourselves in. Cannot wait for you guys to see the final dinner party. It's going to be wild. Can't wait to debrief on that, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
It's going to be crazy. So strap yourselves in, and we'll chat to you next week, guys.
Bye.